Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for excellence in their respective sports, but also in the classroom and in their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, senior track and field star at New Rochelle High School, Anderson Krasner. Hi, Anderson. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you deserve it, my friend. I've read over the nomination letter, so you should be here. And also with us is Coach Joe Intervallo. Hi, Coach.
How you doing, Frankenberry?
I am doing all right, thank you. So more congrats are in order to begin here, Anderson, as I see you just qualified to compete at the state championships and in two different events. And this is very cool. One of them is an individual event in the 1,000 meter, but the other one is a relay. So you get to go to the states with you and your teammates at the same time. Now, that's very cool. And how does that feel for you?
Yeah, it feels great. We've been working really hard all year. And so to be able to not only qualify in an individual event, but to also take my younger teammates to the state meet and give them a little taste of that experience is really meaningful to me. So, yeah, I'm just really excited and ready to keep training hard for the next 2 weeks to prepare.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so obviously, you've been there before to state. You've been there a couple of times. And so you certainly have something you can impart to some of these younger runners about what the experience is like. So as you get ready and as you train for states now, how do you feel it's different this year? Has anything changed? Is there anything in your approach that maybe has changed from your past experience?
Yeah. I think, I went individually in the 1,000 last year, but we also took the relay in the outdoor season for the 4x800. What I will say about that was that I think throughout the season, it wasn't exactly expected. We were kind of not really looked upon as one of the top contenders for that throughout the season and kind of came on strong towards the end to qualify. But I think this year, winning the sectional title last year in the 4x8, we were definitely kind of the top dogs in that event. So this year it's less about being just happy to be there and more about trying to contend for as high up as we can get. So I think we're definitely excited this year.
Okay. And where exactly does the team stand right now as you've just got a couple of weeks left before the season ends?
Yeah, I think we're about 15th in the entire federation. In our division, we're about 7th or 8th ranked. So they'll be separating the results into Division 1 and Division 2. So we can definitely, if we have our best day, contend for one of those top 6 podium spots. So that's what we're looking to do.
Well, there you go. And, I see you're a 5-time national qualifier, also 2-time state qualifier that we've talked about. And you, because of these accomplishments and because of your abilities, Coach has even said in your nomination letter, you're the best captain he's ever coached. You are the captain. So what is it like being the captain? Do you feel any pressure? Do you ever find yourself trying to do too much?
Yeah, I mean, I think being a captain is most about making sure that everybody's enjoying the sport. I think just, encouraging the guys, making sure that they don't take it too seriously because, at the end of the day, it's just running. But also at the same time, holding everybody accountable to work hard. And I think we have a really great group right now, a lot of young guys that are eager to get better. And so just setting the best example that I can is really what I try to do, and just show them that if you work hard and just stick to it and do all the things you need to do, it's success will find you. And so I think we got really lucky and with this group, and my teammates are great and they're really responsive. So I feel really fortunate to have these guys.
Oh, that's wonderful, and it certainly bodes well for the future, there at New Rochelle when it comes to track and field. And you answered already one of the questions I always ask the captains and everybody that wins this award. Pretty much everybody is a captain of their respective squads. But you answered the question about the younger teammates, is there anything they have done that you've been particularly proud of? And obviously, yes, because you're going to go to states with some of them. We just talked about the future of the program. That's fantastic. And I also see that you are going to be attending Amherst in the fall. Now, that's really cool. Congratulations to you. And what was the search like? And did anybody come knocking? Did Amherst come knocking?
Yeah, the search, initially we cast a really kind of wide net towards the middle of my junior year. And it got kind of narrower as we progressed through the outdoor season. And then over the summer, I ended up planning 3 final sort of official visits. And then Amherst was my second visit, and just kind of from the first one when I got there, just talking to all the guys on the team and just being around the, you know, being at, on the campus, it kind of felt like the right place. So this year, Amherst had a, had an especially strong recruiting class. So it wasn't sort of like that they, you know, chased me down, but I had a strong enough outdoor season last year to hit the team standards and get recruited that way. But yeah, really, really strong incoming class. So I'm definitely excited about that for next
year. That's great. You're going to be part of a strong team. That's very, very cool. And now, Coach, let me turn to you. And why don't you talk to me about Anderson here and coaching him over the years? And you did say in the letter, as I just mentioned earlier, that he's the best team captain you've ever coached. Talk to me.
Yes, he's a great leader, and he has the respect of all the team members. And they've been running together for a few years, and it's unbelievable how, you know, together they are as a group. We can run, say, 200 meters, you know, repeats in practice, and Anderson knows the pace, you know, and he just brings everybody. I only have to click the stopwatch once to start and once to stop because they cross the finish line en masse. You know, that's how close together they are, and it's great. And, you know, he leads them in everything. When the afternoon comes, he comes over to me. We talk about what we're going to do today. You know, I have a couple of things in my head. Either we're going to do something like distance or something on the track. And I'll ask Andy, you know, what he likes to do. And usually whatever he says is one of the things I already had in mind. So we're pretty good. Like, you know, we're in sync with the practices, and I always go to Andy and let him tell the team, you know, he's good like that, and I want to enhance his leadership, and he's just wonderful to coach, you know. And the best thing is I think we're in sync, you know, very much.
This is the part where I turn to whoever won the award and say, it's okay, you can blush if you want. It's quite all right there, Anderson. I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with captain and senior track and field star at New Rochelle High School, Anderson Krasner. Now, Anderson, it's not just the athletics portion that gets you to win this award, but it's also the other side, the academics and some of the things you do outside the classroom. And I see, classroom-wise, you're in pretty good shape. Yeah, you got things handled there. You know, you've got, you know, honors courses, AP courses, college-level classes. You've got a 96 or so average, top 5% of your class. And I usually ask folks of their classwork, what is their favorite thing? What really strikes their fancy? But it looks to me like it is the sciences for you. You've competed in four science fairs. You've won several local and state awards. Also, you conducted two research projects, in the area of neuroscience at Columbia University Medical Center. So I'm going to guess that's the way you lean. What is it? Talk to me about that.
Yeah. I think throughout high school, that's kind of been the theme of my extracurricular kind of endeavors was the sciences and medical related things. I think I've kind of had an interest in that since I was younger. So it's been fun to explore that in high school.
And and you're the co-founder of Future Health Professionals Club. What do you all do there? Anything in particular?
Yeah. So I started that with two friends our freshman year of high school. And so we got it off the ground the year after. Some things we've done were we've hosted medical professionals for guest speaker nights.
Okay.
So some Q&As and just getting information from them in that way. We've had a conference with all the other science related extracurricular groups like the Science Honor Society and the Robotics Club. And we've just kind of done medical related competitions. And in that sense, we've also had, we recently had a blood drive actually earlier this year. So we organized that through the New York Blood Center. And that was a 2 or 3 day drive at the school, and which ended up being really successful. But yeah, so the club only has been around for a couple of years, but the members are really committed, and we've definitely had some accomplishments even in the early years. So it's been really rewarding.
Oh, that's great. And seriously, after only a couple of years and all that you've done in just that short period of time, that's fantastic. And obviously a fantastic learning experience for you, because I'm going to assume that this is kind of where you're leaning when you get to Amherst study-wise.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of my big interests. What I like about Amherst also is that it's a completely open curriculum. So I can, in addition to pursuing some sciences, I can also really branch out into other things. So I think, that's something I'm excited about.
And that's another question that I often ask is that, you know, and this is something that you can explore when you get to Amherst as well. But is there has there been any class in the last couple of years that you've taken that might have been an elective or something like that, that you said to yourself, oh, wow, you know, I really like this and I didn't expect to?
Yeah. Actually, this year I'm taking AP Macroeconomics. And that was really my first introduction to like the stock market and economic issues. And so seeing how prevalent that is and how relevant it is in my daily life has been really kind of maybe not shocking, but noteworthy. And that class has been something I've really enjoyed. So maybe I'm excited to just pursue that along with my other interests in college and just continue to see what other topics there are that interest me.
No, that's great. Well, that's what education should be. So, I also see that through Temple Israel of New Rochelle, you help coordinate programs for kids during community events. That's I'll bet that's a bit of fun.
Yeah. So, just during the community events with the Temple every couple of weeks, the parents kind of stay in one area, and then they give me and the other volunteers the kids, and we take them up to the gym and we play games and stuff, so the parents can not have to worry about it. But it's fun. It's just a way to kind of help things run smoothly at the Temple. And I've been involved there since I was a kid, so it's fun and it's good to be able to help in that way.
And I also see that you are a drummer in the school jazz band, also in the pit band for spring musicals. So when did you start drumming? What was the inspiration there?
Yeah, that's also been something I've been doing since elementary school. I guess I picked it because I thought it was the loudest kind of instrument. You can't really ignore the drummer.
I was going to ask you, what's the family like with you being a drummer?
Yeah. I find time to not disrupt too much. But yeah, it's been great. And the arts programs at New Rochelle are really, really great. So the jazz band has been a lot of performances there. Then the last 2 years, I've also been involved with the spring musical. And that's just a really another fun way to kind of be involved with the arts scene at the high school. And it's just a lot of fun. So
sorry, I'm thinking about what you said about the family. Yeah. I try to find the time if I can to, not disturb too much.
Yeah.
The operative words being too and much. So, so listen, with all that you have going on, and it's a lot, what do you do? And it may be drumming. For all I know, you might be in a garage band and having that kind of fun. But is there anything that you do to just give yourself a little bit of a break to take a breather?
Yeah, I mean, I've been into getting into reading a little bit more in my free time. I think it's kind of when I can, it's definitely more productive than being on the phone. So yeah, just reading, relaxing, hanging out with my friends in the downtime. But yeah, it's all right.
Okay, and Coach, before we finish up here with Anderson, anything to add?
Yeah, it's just he's leading a great team. When kids come out for the track team, I ask them, why do you want to run? And the answer I'm looking for is, I love to run, Coach. Not to lose weight or something else, or to get in shape for the wrestling team. And all of the guys I have are great. They're runners. And Anderson is taking them through their paces in the best way. And they hang out together. And it's all good.
That's fantastic. And listen, Anderson, it was nice meeting you, Coach, as well. And good luck to you for the rest of the season. And then, obviously, of course, to states, in your individual, but also in the relay with the younger teammates. So, knock them dead. I don't know what kind of phrasing you use in in running, but whatever it is, do that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm Frankenberry, and for New Rochelle High School's Anderson Krasner, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, and we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.